You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Here's a number that might surprise you. More than 90% of millennials eventually want to buy a house, according to the National Association of Home Builders. And yeah, we know that can seem really far off or totally unlikely. But there are things new graduates can do now to make it easier in the future. So we've got Delia Fernandez, a personal financial planner, with us. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You know, if you have just graduated college or you're in your 20s, is thinking about owning a home even on your radar? Should it even be?
You know, it really depends on who you are and what you want to accomplish. Sometimes at that point, you don't know where you're going to wind up. And so locking yourself into a house and a commitment is not the right thing for you. But if you're in a big metropolitan area, you know you want to stay there, maybe thinking about a house soon is a good idea.
If you are thinking in that way, what should you be doing now?
You should be getting an assessment of how good you would look to a lender. So it's a good idea to first build a relationship with somebody who could extend you credit. That could be a bank or a credit union. I love credit unions. So you want to lay out what you have coming in and what your debts are going out. Because lenders are going to look at the ratio of your debt to your income. And they're looking at your gross income, your monthly gross income, and your monthly debts. So don't worry about after tax what your net check is. Look at your gross income and figure out how good you look.
A lot of people have student loans, you know, of varying amounts. And when I was, you know, young and graduating from college, student debt was thought of as okay debt, good debt to have, because there was a bigger payoff in the end. If a lender is looking at your finances, are they still looking at it that way or are they looking at it differently?
They certainly could, and it depends on how much debt you have in comparison to how much you make. Are you spending 50 cents of every dollar you bring in on debt, or are you spending only 10 or 15 cents of every dollar you bring in on debt? The lower the better, but also it may be good interest rate, maybe a good interest rate on that debt, and it may be federal loans that you have the ability to pay back over good terms if you check out the terms of those loans. So don't automatically think that that debt is bad debt.
For so long, home ownership was projected as this thing that people ought to pursue. Post-crisis, should you think that homeownership is a goal, or is renting just fine?
Renting can be just fine. Homeownership in some neighborhoods looks like the ticket to building assets, because in big cities, big metropolitan areas, the good news is those homes go up in value. But even in not those areas, areas where homeownership stays pretty stable in terms of price, the nice thing is you can give yourself a predictable cost of housing if you get a fixed-rate mortgage. So you're not at the mercy of a landlord who's always raising the rent. But in between is the rest of the world. The rest of the world, the rest of the people who need to have the flexibility to move when they have to for a new job or for other opportunities or something that comes up with a partner or spouse.
If you are just out of college or if you're young, what is the financial version of yourself you want to project that can help you build, you know, good relationships in the long run?
You want to be that financial person who pays their bills on time, who doesn't run up credit card debt they can't pay off, and who regularly saves money. When I think about that loan manager sitting at the credit union or bank, they're going to be looking at the accounts that you have with them and seeing if that's who you are. But if instead they see somebody who's always running up against the limit on their credit cards, who maybe has some late payments, who doesn't have any savings anywhere, you're not the right person for them to give a loan to.
How do you manage the kind of student debt we see these days with the idea of also trying to build an emergency fund?
There is a wonderful tip that not too many people take advantage of. They need to go out to the government student aid website and check out the terms of their student loans. I find way too few people know the terms of their loans. They don't know what they owe. They don't know whether they're federal or private. They don't know whether they're subsidized or unsubsidized. And they aren't aware of the special programs that they have available to them. If you have special federal loans, you may have an opportunity to repay those or have them forgiven in shorter periods of time. People who go and work for nonprofits, teachers who work in certain neighborhoods, government workers, you might be able to work off those loans in 10 to 20, 25 years. Now, 25 years seems like a long time. But I really want to urge people, particularly their parents, who if there is a bank of mom and dad, sometimes the parents want to sweep in, refinance those loans or pay them off with a home equity line. And I say, wait, let's see if the government is giving us a deal.
You know, you've been doing this for a while. What, 24 years?
Yes, yes.
Did you do anything really stupid when you were younger that, you know, you think, hey, this is something I could wave people off of doing, you know, as they set out into the world?
Yes. Before I got into the financial world, I thought that having more credit cards meant that I was more of an adult. So I had one of those wallets where the plastic unfolded and you had a stream of credit cards.
Yeah.
And the minute I got into the credit business, I started cutting them up and closing them down. It's not that you want 20 credit cards. You want, you know, maybe two or three good ones. You want maybe a car loan or maybe a student loan that you've paid on time. To get good credit, you don't need a lot of credit. You just need a lot of the right kinds of credit.
What are the right kinds of credit?
I think the right kind of credit is something where you show that you can pay off something over time. Number one, you can use a credit card and pay it off as agreed. Now, agreed could be just the minimum payment. I'm going to urge you to pay it off every month. You have the same credit, whether you keep a debt that you pay over time and pay interest, or whether you pay it off every month. So a credit card that you pay on time is really critical. If you can get an installment loan, like a car loan, even for a used car, that's really good. You know, you can even open up a credit card with a deposit. You can walk in and say, I want a $500 credit line. Here's $500, you know, that magical 500 extra bucks. And they will give you credit based on that, a secured credit card. Those are really good places to start. And it's good advice for every age.
Delia Fernandez, personal financial planner and investment advisor. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.